Greetings in Yawishkenekagwego. I'm thankful you're well. You're listening to Gyno. And if you're tuning in for the first time today, Gyno is a Seneca word for music or song. I'm your host, Brett Mabee, and each week we take a listen to some incredible music from different indigenous artists from across Turtle Island. For the next hour, you're invited to pull up a chair, grab a cup of coffee or a smoothie or a glass of warm milk, whatever the case may be, and enjoy the music. Lila Gilday, Dene from the Northwest Territories of Canada, creates music that's as breathtaking as the landscape she's clearly deeply connected to on her Juno-winning album North Star Calling. Released just in time for a world in desperate need of deep healing, the 10 songs on this album are a great companion for you to bring along as you continue on your journey of healing. Lila and I had our conversation just a couple days before she was officially recognized as the winner of the Indigenous Album of the Year at the 2021 Juno Awards. All of that, however, is secondary to the conversation that we got involved with. In fact, they are the very reasons why she deserved this win 100%. In light of the 215 children found buried on the Kamloops residential school grounds, we discuss intergenerational pain and trauma, reclaiming traditions as radical acts of love, and so much more. I have a lot of great music coming your way, and kicking things off for your listening pleasure today is the latest single from Lila. It's her 2020 release, Giants, and you're listening to Gyno.
We are brilliant as the snow, 10 million years of atoms glow, shining through the deepest night. Trust the stars to bring. Ancestors guide you to the light.
It's Giants, the latest single from Leila Gilday, kicking off today's episode of Gyno. I'm super excited about our conversation today. Before rolling the tape today, or the proverbial tape, I got to know Leila a little bit more, and just discussing some of the similarities and shared love of history is a great way to start any conversation, as far as I'm concerned. And it's an honor to have you on the show today, Leila. How are you doing?
I'm very well. Nazon. How are you? Damete.
Kodongwe Tatnangan Wenisade. I'm doing well. First and foremost, as I was mentioning, congratulations on your nominations for North Star Calling. You're nominated in two different categories, the Indigenous Album of the Year and the Contemporary Roots Album of the Year. How does it feel?
Oh, Masi, yes, but it feels really amazing. This record, I feel it's my most honest, my most emotionally vulnerable, and my most important record to date. So it was really, really wonderful to be able to see the work recognized by my peers and stand beside so many powerful storytellers and musicians in both these categories.
It's a fantastic collection of tunes, and it won't take listeners long just to find out why. Leila, before going any further, I, of course, asked you to think of a couple recommendations for today's show, and I want you to continue to think about that, and we'll get into all of that in just a few, but I do want to make mention, not just to you, but listeners out there, that in doing so is exactly how I came across your name, Janita Benali of Sahasin. I was talking with her, and I asked her for a recommendation. She says, you have to check out Leila Gilday, so I did. And then, of course, I was talking with G.R. Grit about their album Ancestors here just a little while ago, and they said the same thing. You got to check out Leila Gilday. So the buzz is out there. People are absolutely ecstatic about this album because it's such a powerful message that you're conveying. And I think let's take a little bit of time later in the show to talk more about the album and its scope and its depth. Mm-hmm. But for the sake of the new listener out there, please tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm a singer-songwriter from the Dene Nation. My grandparents on my mom's side are Satugut Ine and Chuchong, so my grandfather Joe Kenny and Marianne Kenny. And then on my dad's side, settler from Southern Ontario, Joan and Bill Gilday. I was born and raised in Denendeh and in Treaty 8 territory here, although my family is from the Satu region, which is Treaty 11. And I've spent my life dedicated to, telling our stories of our Indigenous people through music, shining a light on our resilience and our power and how amazing and unique we are in this world, but also telling some of the hard truths and reminding people about the important worldview and connection to the land that's sort of inherent in every Indigenous culture. And I really love music, so yeah. I find it, for me, it's one of the most powerful tools to reach people, to communicate and to reach people's minds and their hearts. So I'm really honored to do that work. And it seems like recently we've had some discoveries in Canada about some of the residential school attendees being discovered in our unmarked graves. And so it's been a real wake up for non-Indigenous Canada. I think, these are things that we've known as Indigenous people for years now, especially since the Truth and Reconciliation Commission. So there's been a lot of political awakening and I think emotional awakening on the part of hopefully governments, but also, non-Indigenous people here in this country. And it's reawakened and triggered a lot of pain and hurt. And so I just go back to, the idea that the way that my life's work and so many musicians, especially Indigenous musicians, life's work is to uplift and empower people and remind us of our resilience and do that healing work.
Justin Trudeau recently came out in the wake of this discovery at the school and said, of course, it's not an anomaly. And just like you said, this has been understood throughout Indian country for a very long time. Hopefully, with the power and the tools of social media and the modern digital age, if you will, we can finally start to move forward. Because until a true reconciliation does take place, until a true acknowledgement even of this horrible past and the need to redefine collectively the worldview and move forward. It can't happen without this happening. And as hard as it is also necessary, I believe, for us living to understand where this pain and hurt also comes from. And it's exactly like you said.
Exactly.
We see that a lot with Indigenous musicians and artists. And while we're talking a little bit more about your musical background, do you come from a musical family?
I do. I come from a musical family and a family that has loved music. And so my dad is a musician, and my mom is a great lover of music, and my brother is a musician as well, and so we've shared a lot of, ups and downs throughout our different paths, and I have a great admiration for his art, and then also for the art of my sister. She's actually she's a visual artist as well, an incredible visual artist, but she sings and plays just for her own enjoyment and with her family, and yeah, it's been a real gift to have music at the center of our family.
Oh, that's awesome. Your brother records as well, yeah?
He does, yeah. He's released, I think it's 3 now that I'm saying it. It might be 4 records to date. I think it's 3. It might be 4. But I have all of them, and I listen to them all the time, and I just love them.
I guess I can stop beating around the bush now and pretending like I didn't already ask you about some of this, because as we were discussing before our chat today, I asked you for a few recommendations, and your brother Jay's song, She Goes Out Running, was one of those recommendations today. We're going to get into this next block right now. Of course, that's going to wind it down, and we'll talk a little bit more about the particular song that you chose today. In addition, though, we're also going to hear one from G.R. Grit's Ancestors. It's going to be Quiet Years coming up right after this one from Lila Gilday's North Star Calling. The track is Keta Natse Ju. Tell listeners out there what they're going to hear right now.
This song is about healing within our own Indigenous families. There's a lot of focus, especially in the last few years since the Truth and Reconciliation Commission, on healing relationships between non-Indigenous and Indigenous people. But just as critical is our need to heal our relationships within our own families. Residential school system systematically dismantled our family structure, and so we are in the process of putting back the pieces together to regain those traditional bonds of love and respect and kindness. So this song is about that. Keta Natse Ju means we are healing together.
At this time, turn it up and sing along to Lila Gilday's Keta Natse Ju from North Star Calling. You're listening to Gyno.
Hold you up.
sweet sister, you haunt me still. I see you all dressed in red. I wish I could turn back time and take back all those things.
Songs in silence, hoping to be strong, hanging in the balance, wondering how long you could hold on, waiting out the quiet quiet years.